Today we remember those suffering still. My parliamentary colleague Richard Burden talked about the cesspits and the refuse heaps festering in Gaza. Palestinian families today are having to eat from the garbage heaps in Gaza because they are beginning to starve to death, and the United Nations is now powerless to feed them. Our government is never off the television for their own political reasons, talking about those starving in Burma, and right enough. But we are responsible for the people starving in Gaza. We are a part of the conspiracy to make the people in Gaza starve. And so, as the ambassador said, we are here not just to remember, but to pledge action now and into the future. I was just interviewed by the BBC Arabic service. They asked me why, for almost 35 years, I have been carrying this flag. Well, it's partly because of Britain's historic responsibility. Partly, it's personal because of the many tens of thousands of Palestinians I have the honor to call my friend. But it's mainly because Palestine is the key. It's the heart of the matter. It's the flaw at the heart of Western policy towards the East. If there's no justice in Palestine, there will be no peace in Palestine. And if there's no peace in Palestine, there can be no peace between the Muslim world and the non-Muslim world. It is the key to everything. So I say, and I say that you must say, that as long as 1,000 of the Palestinians remain alive and they refuse to put down their banner of freedom and refuse to give up their fight to return to their country, all decent people in the world must stand beside them. It's time for twinning every town, every borough, and if not, every school, every church, every mosque, every trade union branch with Palestinian organizations on the ground. It's time for boycott of everything Israeli. It's time for Palestine. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, George.